Hall board meeting today is June 20th, Thursday, 2024. It is 7:21 and we're off-site at Montauk for the board retreat. This meeting is called to order. The agenda has been circulated. Any adjustments? Agenda is adopted. The minutes from the 5:14:24 meeting have been circulated. Any adjustments for that meeting? All right, adopted. Our next meeting is yet to be determined because we'll be figuring out our schedule for the next school year during today's meeting.
It's actually on the 29th, the call-in.
Oh, that's correct. Thank you. Yes, we do. We have one more meeting for the end of the school year on June 29th at 10 o'clock in the morning, and that will be a dial-in to confirm and approve budget. Okay. We do not have, unless somebody here wants to get involved, we don't have any members from the public.
I think you need to go to each table and let them know what's going on. See if they have a public comment.
I want to see if you'd like to interject anything right now. So go ahead and move on to executive committee. Board survey results. I'll pass them around during dinner and everybody can read through anything that they want to. Overall, the summation was good focus for this year. Everybody's really happy that the playground is moving as it is. Sounds like communication overall was appreciated. We need a strategic committee. That's very clear across the board, which makes an enormous amount of sense. That's like the number one priority for next year is putting together a strategic planning committee. And I would say the second thing is finding additional board members so that we are not left in a bind by the end of the year. So number one and number two on things that need to happen to continue to improve for next year. Other than that, I think that's really the highest level comments. So I will pass this around so everybody can take a look at the total and see if there's anything else that you want to interject there. But nothing surprising. Overall satisfied. Need to get the strategic planning committee going. Is there anything that anybody here would want to talk about before we move on with, you know, high-level objectives themselves to make sure that we're not passing anything? Because I know not everybody was able to submit answers yet, so anything else that you'd want to add into the conversation around most important items to pay attention to for next year? Let's talk about officers for the 2024 to 2025 school year. My suggestion is that we stay exactly as we are, if that's agreeable, and have Colby step back in for policy. Which I already strong-armed him a second ago.
And he countered. He countered.
He did counter.
I think he won.
Does that work for everybody? Do we want to make any? Are you good for a PR?
You won't need any training.
Yeah.
plug and play. Okay. With that, I think we're doing the exact same thing for the committee charters heads. So we stay the same for executive committee, finance committee, policy will change over, PR, and legislative. And then we just need to put together our plan on strategic planning. And other than that, I think we're pretty steady.
Committee charters in Google Drive, right? Can you send those out? I don't know that I have access to the board thing, but if you want to send it to the committee chairs, then everyone can update the charter.
I can send them out. I will do that.
And dates for next year. So what I'd like to propose is that we stay with a similar schedule. I keep looking at you like you're gonna have an opinion on these things.
I have no opinion.
Like none of those dates are gonna be a good option for me for next year. What I'd like to do is after this meeting, it sounds like for the most part, except for Colby's football schedule, staying with what we had before should work. So I can send out a proposed calendar to everybody, find out the dates that don't work for Colby, see if those first couple of months we want to move from Monday to a Wednesday, just throw a couple of dates around, lock it in, and then we'll get everything out on the calendar if that works.
And Michelle, she already have a fall schedule for sports.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
That's incredible. That's literally incredible.
And Saturday. Games on Saturday.
Love it.
So, maybe Thursdays for a little bit. I think that is it for our executive committee. Is there anything in there, Becca, that you were looking at? Okay. That is it. So I think what we could do is pause for a second, wait until Diane comes on, step outside and cover the risk student policy, and then...
Do you want to approve this one while we're waiting for her?
Thank you.
Or what time is she calling?
She has a call. So this is the student risk. You want to pop my head? Yeah, let's do that. Actually, that'd be great.
Let's do that.
All right, so let's turn the time over to Amy, and we can go through budget and motion for financial policies.
So the budget was circulated. If you have questions on that, let me know. And then we also will see it again, because we will adopt the year-end budget at our next meeting as well. And then also approve next year's budget for the meeting. So the financial policies were also circulated. This was actually, it looks like there were a lot of changes to it, but it was actually the combination of two old policies. We had a general policy and then a federal policy. And this one just blended the two. There was only one change to the version you received. There was a different school reference in it, because this was like there's a lot of copying and pasting from other policies to use, the wording, and then you kind of put in your name. So that's the only change, where it said the wrong school name, and we'll change that to Tanner. So other than that, it's the same policy that you received. If you had any questions on it, we did update it a couple years ago. I know we did like a very thorough follow-through of those policies. I thought it was a couple years ago, but it was probably like 4 or 5 years ago. And then Ralph just updates it as it needs to be updated every year. Any questions on that?
Thanks for calling out the changes.
Yeah.
Helps.
Yeah.
I glossed it over and I'm like, okay.
I know. It's great to have the red line version.
Yeah, I thought the red line was hard.
It was kind of a funky, I just like dropped, copied and pasted into Word and was like, here, I hope they can see it too.
I was like 30 pages and I realized most of them didn't show up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about budget two, or do you want to move to a motion for this and then talk about budget?
Does anyone have questions on the budget? By the way, for the budget we're going to approve on the 29th, the only changes that have been to it have been like code number changes, or like the amounts didn't change. It was Ralph might have changed the name of it or updated the code or something on it, but those were the only changes in the one that he sent. On Monday or Sunday, I think. So, do you have any questions?
I was just surprised on the revenue increase from the state, $1 million. That's like crazy. Yeah.
It's a good increase.
Yeah.
Should we move to entertain, or actually, why don't I just do it? We can entertain a motion to approve the general financial policies.
I move to approve the general financial policies.
One second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Passes unanimously. Check us out. Check us out.
The model of efficiency.
Right. I think we really are. I don't know if other boards are like this, but...
Right? Kind of tidy. We send Diane a note, see if she's coming in now, and then we can start seeing you.
Just talking about that at-risk student policy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I didn't see I reviewed what it looks like, but what was difficult was to understand if there was anything that had changed significantly. So I'm hoping she can talk to if there's any actual changes or if we're just approving what has been there before.
Okay.
I think we budgeted quite a bit more next year for MTSS, right? So I didn't know if maybe that was part of the change in program, increase in budget or something.
I'll have to go back and look at my notes about it. Did Ralph put a note in about it?
I don't remember a note, I just saw the amount, the dollar amount went up significantly.
I'll have to go back and look at it.
What?
We're still recording. All right, Diane's on, so we can go outside. I'll bring my laptop. We can talk about the next part.
We're going to be like, where'd they go?
Yes.
It is so nice out.
It is.
I was really in St. George last week doing that heat wave.
Oh.
My daughter was playing softball.
Yeah. Sounds awful.
It was bad.
It is warm.
It's
too warm.
This feels, this feels incredible.
Yeah.
I was just telling Colby, I sat in that 107 degrees in St. George last week.
Oh. Hey, Diane, can you hear us?
Okay.
Yeah, I can.
Excellent. Are you? Good. How are you doing?
Good. Sorry about
No, sorry. Sorry that the schedule shifted and that we weren't able to have you here in person.
Yeah, that's okay. I sent both the docs, so I didn't know if everybody got those.
We saw the ones that were sent originally, but we're hoping you could talk us through if anything changed before we put it to a motion.
Are you talking about the...
The risk student policy.
No, nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed. Okay, that was the question. So it's staying the same, we're just approving the fact that it is staying the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you saying is it staying the same from 5 years ago?
From when it was approved originally. Or last, I should say, not originally.
I don't have that original in front of me. We just updated with current standing of how with the MTSS, because before I came there there wasn't MTSS.
That's from the gate box.
Okay.
So but it's in
like
River/Bluffdale. It's just on the other side of 15.
Is there anything in there when we read through, I didn't have any concerns personally.
No,
is
looks,
there anything no.
Anybody?
No, it's fine.
Okay. Yeah. So Dan, okay, you're good?
Yep.
Okay. So I think we can actually just go ahead and move to a motion. Unless, Diane, is there anything else about it you wanted to talk through before we do that?
No. It's pretty cut and dry.
Okay. Cool. So we'll go ahead and move to a motion to approve the at-risk student policy.
I'm sorry.
It did pop.
Did we get
I move to approve the at-risk student policy.
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
Sorry.
All approved?
He was there last week, but not this week.
Passes unanimously. Diane, I think that was it. Do you want to talk about anything else while you've got us?
I just submitted a grant for... an innovative grant for $46,000 to upgrade our STEM. So I'll keep you updated if we get that grant award.
Cool.
Great.
When do you think you'll know?
Hopefully soon, because we want it done ASAP. So I put a timeline of August. It's a total rehab of our current technology room, and it would be amazing if I could get this for... And the total is like
$46,627.
I've never actually
chatted or met. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, keep us posted. And have a good summer.
Thank you. I'm always available.
Well, she's staying on for the closed session for the...
Bye, everyone. Thanks for a good year.
For the security?
Not planning on.
Oh, okay.
She's just going to pop in, but unless do we need her?
Is there anything she's going to update us on?
I lost her already.
She's out.
She already out of town.
Okay.
Oh, no. Can I hang up? Actually, no. We have a quick question. The closed session for, do we need to keep you on for that?
Yeah, so it was in
February. Dan, do we have you still?
I'm here. I have to be in the closed session?
No, that's what we're curious about.
Oh, cool.
Isn't it for the safety stuff?
So that I sent, if you want to look at that, I sent our safety updates with like kind of top priorities and what's going on. Mm-hmm. So it should be pretty clear on that.
Okay. Then we're good. Thank you. Cool.
All right. Have a great summer.
Talk to you later. You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye, Dan.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
All right. Let's go back inside.
Do you want to move to a closed session before we go back inside?
Yeah, let's do a roll call for that, right? Because I think we've covered everything.
And then we can just...
At this point. So I'd like to entertain a motion to enter closed session for the purpose of a discussion regarding deployment of security personnel, devices, or systems per UCA 544205.
I move to enter closed session for the purpose of a discussion regarding deployment of security personnel, devices, or systems per UCA 52-4-205.
I'll second. You got it, Lisa. I'll put it to you.
I second.
Any discussion? I'll approve.
Roll call. Roll call.
Thank you.
You're fine.
My yay.
Colby, yay.
Lacey, yay.
David, yay.
Amy, yes.
Becca, yes.
Becky, yes. All right, moved unanimously.
My sister say yay.
Yes. I don't know.
I was just copying what she said.
Then we just all did the same thing. So we're moving to closed session at 7:38.